بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. My respected and honorable friends, let us correct our intention. We are sitting here solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to learn in order to attain the reward of performing 1,000 rakats of nafal salah, which has been mentioned in a hadith of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To get this magnitude of reward, let each one of us intend with sincerity from the bottom of our hearts. My dear respected friends, questioning and answering will be taking place in a few moments. I have only asked Maulana Muhammad Wadiwala just a few minutes of his time to explain an ayat of the Quran-e-Kareem that Maulana Ganji read about 4-5 days ago in the Fajr Namaz from the Surah Amma. In the end, the ayat that had been mentioned really pierced the heart and felt it must share it with the brothers in the i'tikaf. The last few ayats of the surah says, ذَٰلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ, the day of judgment, the day of Qiyamah is true and is something that is going to happen. Though many people do not believe on the day of Qiyamah, but my dear respected friend, it is something that is going to happen, has been promised in the Quran-e-Kareem and the ahadith of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is one day that we all has to be resurrected and come on that day. Then further Allah says in the next ayat, فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مَآبًا, and whoever desires can get refuge from the Lord, in other words, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next ayat Allah says, Inna anzarnakum azaban kariba, that most certainly we have warned you for the severe punishment on that day. My dear respected friends, we need to seek refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the fire of Jahannam, which we are doing in the month of Ramadan, and we should do it more. We are doing it a little, but let's go a little bit more, a mile, and do a more extra mile and do it a bit more, seeking the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Allah ta'ala says that He has warned us in many ayats of the consternation and the punishment on that day of Qiyamah. It is mentioned by Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha that she heard from Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that on the day of Qiyamah, when mankind is resurrected, then all of them will get up in their birthday suit. All of them will get up naked. So that Aisha Siddiqa asked Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that won't one another look at another's private parts? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that that day is of a day of so much of fear that with that consternation when a person will rise, he will be so afraid that he won't have that senses to even look at the next man. And even another ayat of the Quran-e-Kareem explains to us whereby father will run away from a son, son will run away from a father, brother from a brother, everybody will run away from one another. Nobody wants to see anybody. I hope that happens in the i'tikaf. My dear respected friends, then the next ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, يَوْمَ يَنْزُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ, that is the crux of what had caught my heart, that my dear respected friends, on that day, people will see what they have sent before. In other words, all your good deeds, all your evil deeds will be presented to you. If you get your books in your right hand, then you must know you are successful. But on that day, if the angels come and give you your book in the left hand, you must know you are doomed. Now, my dear respected friends, what are you filling in your books? The right and the left. While you are living, while you are in etikaf, value every moment. I see a lot of the brothers, they sit idle. Just, you know, into space they're staring. You are wasting those moments. Fill the book on the right. Fill the book with the good deeds. If those deeds are not given to you in your right hand, if those good deeds on the day of Qiyamah are not up to the standard, then Allah finishes the surah that وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. And the unbelievers will say that make us into sand again. Because on that day Allah will not only create human, He will create the jinn, and He will create every single animal that came to this world. And the reckoning of the animals will take place first, which in the hadith is mentioned that if a goat with horns struck a hornless goat, then on that day justice will be taken place. And Allah will give that hornless goat horns to struck the other goat. So fair will be that day. Then after that, Allah Ta'ala will make that goat and all the animals disappear and finish forever. Then will be the time for mankind to come. Now, my dear respected friends, we know in this world that when we travel, if you travel first class on a plane, you get facilities which economy class passengers don't get. You get on last onto the plane, you get off first on the plane, you get nice food, you jump queues, because you got special queues that can happen to you on the day of Qiyamah in front of the trillions and trillions and trillions of human beings for you to come into the forefront because of your amal, because of your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, wait in the queue at the back. So make your minds up, my dear respected friends. What do you want on the day of Qiyamah? You want to be in that consternation? You want to be in that fear? Or do you want to be taken by the angels and taken by your amal that is on your back now to climb it, ride it, and go into Jannah? Choice is yours. Value your time, my dear respected friends, and you will never ever be sorry, inshallah. My dear respected friends, as from today, no mutakif after supper, after Maghrib, is allowed to sit behind on the lazy wall. We call it the lazy wall, because generally in India, you get the buffaloes, which are tamed buffaloes. They are not wild like the other buffaloes that we get here in Africa, very tame. They eat the whole day, and then at night they will lay down and keep on chewing their food. So don't become like lazy buffaloes and go and park against the wall there. If you stay away from that wall and come into the masjid, I can promise you, you will read some tasbih, you will read some Quran, you will read some namaz. Increase your nawafil namaz, but tomorrow we are going to speak on the importance of nawafil namaz in your life and how much reward you will get, especially during the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept wa akhir dawana. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.